This is Ozarks at Large. This week, Third Coast Percussion is bringing their multitude of instruments to the Walton Arts Center stage. The four-man ensemble has explored the wide variety of music capable of being made with percussion, and just this month was awarded a Grammy for Best Chamber Music Small Ensemble Performance for their album, Third Coast Percussion, Steve Reich. Third Coast Percussion, based in the Chicago metro area, will be on stage for a public concert Friday night at 8 at the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. Recently, we reached Robert Dillon, one of the four founding musicians in the ensemble. Our conversation took place only about 70 hours after the Grammy Award had been announced.
It is incredibly exciting. It's the first time we've even been nominated, and to win, it was like, yeah, pretty mind-blowing, and just such an exciting and kind of surreal weekend, winning that award. And also we had the incredible opportunity to perform at the premiere ceremony for the Grammys.
With Robbie Coltrane, right?
With Robbie Coltrane as a special guest. So, I mean, that was, again, like multiple layers of incredible sort of once-in-a-lifetime experience.
The Grammy was for Best Chamber Music, Small Ensemble Performance. First percussion ensemble to win a Chamber Music Grammy, right?
Yes, I believe that's correct. Yeah, I was just actually looking at the awards they've given, some sort of a small ensemble category. It's changed names a little bit over the years, but I think since about 1997. And I was looking through the other people who've won in past years, and I believe there have been some other percussion ensembles nominated, I know, but I think this is the first time the percussion group has won that, and that feels like such a indication, I think, of how far percussion ensemble as a genre has come over the years. I mean, it's crazy to think about, you know, a few decades ago, sort of what people even would have been aware of as far as percussion ensembles existing, or the idea that a percussion ensemble would be recognized in this way. It feels like, yeah, it's a really special step in the evolution of our entire genre. It's something that has, you know, been growing for so many decades, and particularly thinking about the music of Steve Reich. We got a really nice note from a friend of ours, Russell Hartenberger, who plays in Nexus, an amazing percussion ensemble that, you know, were trailblazers in our genre. And it was crazy to think about, you know, they commissioned and premiered Sextet, you know, the biggest piece on that album. And, you know, what a step forward now over the years. It just feels like we've sort of, you know, we're doing our best to build on all the incredible work that these other groups have done. Over many years. Russell was also a member of Steve Reich and Musicians, so he was involved in the premiere performances of a lot of Reich's works over the years. And to think about, that sort of growth from people who were just sort of putting this music together on their own and forming their own ensemble to play it, to now a point where maybe Reich's music is seen as a little more standard repertoire in a way. And ensembles like us who, you know, didn't commission any of these works from Steve and didn't premiere them. We didn't learn the music directly from Mr. Reich or, you know, we weren't involved in the creative process of these pieces, but we're kind of this next generation of people coming up playing this music already as part of our education. It's something we played when we were at university and conservatories. Then to have it recognized in this way in such a widely recognized award is something that, you know, everybody knows about the Grammys. And right. So to win a Grammy for a percussion ensemble playing Steve Reich's music feels, it feels really special.
People who are admirers of Steve Reich and some others know what percussion can sound like and where it can take you. But do you still find that some people are kind of surprised when they hear percussion ensemble and then the vast array of music that can be produced by such an ensemble?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, since our group's founding, almost, you know, it's a very regular comment we hear from people after concerts, that they came, either they had no idea what to expect when they came to our concert, or they came expecting one thing. Often people come expecting they're going to see a lot of drums, and then maybe most of what the concert is just more melodic and pitched music that maybe doesn't involve any drums at all, but may involve a lot of drums or whatever. But I think, it still comes as a surprise to a lot of people. And I think that variety of all of the different expressive possibilities of percussion and all of the different sound worlds we can create as an ensemble, I know that's kind of our favorite thing about being a percussion ensemble, that every piece can sound completely different, can inhabit a different sound universe, and express something very different.
Tell me a little bit about the Waves program. That's for audiences that are younger.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we'll be doing a bunch of presentations of this Waves program while we're in Fayetteville. And this is a program that we developed as part of our ensemble in residence position at the University of Notre Dame. We're in residence at the DeBartolo Performing Arts Center there. And a big part of what we've been doing at Notre Dame over the last few years is collaboration with their College of Engineering, which maybe was not the first thing we expected to happen, but we found a really wonderful partner in the College of Engineering there, a professor named Jay Brockman. And this program, Waves, was the first thing we built together with Jay, and it is a STEM to STEAM program. It is a program that integrates the arts into STEM education in a way, and it's a presentation that explores sound waves and the scientific aspects of sound waves, and also the aesthetic and musical characteristics of sound waves. And there's such a very clear connection there. There's we use these tools like oscilloscopes that you can see a sound wave. You make a sound and you can actually see the sound wave on a screen. And by making changes to the sound, the difference in the sound wave that you're seeing is so clear and so immediate that, a fifth grade student can immediately see that, and they can connect what they're seeing with what they're hearing and put together the sonic experience with the science behind how this works in sound waves. And that was something that was really fun to put together and explore, and the sort of culminating activity as part of that presentation is that we get to perform with this audience of fifth grade students. And so we have a bunch of little percussion instruments, little metal chime instruments and wooden log drums and things like that, which were designed by College of Engineering students and faculty at the University of Notre Dame specifically for this project.
At your website, you actually have some recipes for how to make some percussion instruments.
That's right. Yeah. So we had a really special project that we premiered a couple of seasons ago called Wild Sound. And this was a multimedia project, and the composer of the music was a guy named Glenn Cochi. Glenn is a fellow Chicagoan, a fantastic percussionist and composer, and also a rock drummer. He's known best as the drummer for the band Wilco, but he's also a classically trained percussionist and has been writing a lot of music for a variety of contemporary music groups. And Glenn wrote us this piece, and his vision for the piece was to have us building instruments on stage as part of the performance and then performing on those instruments. So, again, you can imagine this is something that our engineering friends at Notre Dame were very, very helpful in developing this project, because I think our own capacity as four percussionists would have been pretty limited in terms of the kind of instruments we would be able to build and the way we would be able to amplify those sounds or whatever, but these engineers developed all sorts of creative ways of mounting microphones on the stage, as well as a lot of really cool electronic instruments and things like that. But we have had, as part of that, there were some simpler instruments in there that kind of anyone could build, and we've had a lot of fun making making some of those instruments and the way that we build them available to people. There's something about percussion which is really wonderful that it's accessible to people to be able to participate in performing. This is something that comes up comes up a lot, whether it's with our waves presentation or other things, that we can usually feel pretty comfortable handing someone one of our instruments and letting them play it or letting them make a sound. And people can usually make a sound on a percussion instrument immediately, whereas compared to, say, an oboe, you know, it's pretty hard to even make a sound on an oboe. So, and certainly I think most oboe players wouldn't necessarily feel comfortable just handing their oboe to
right.
any audience member who came up, you know. And so this is just to say that for us this provides maybe another access point for people that makes percussion very universal in a way, that it provides an opportunity for us to create projects or even just fun little activities on our website that are things people can participate in regardless of their previous musical experience.
Robert Dillon is one of the four musicians in the Grammy Award-winning Third Coast Percussion Ensemble. Their concert for the public is Friday night at the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. Tomorrow night, the ensemble will also host a family interactive concert titled Think Outside the Drum. That takes place inside Star Theater, also at Walton Arts Center, tomorrow night at 7:30. Tickets for the Think Outside the Drum family concert are $8, and then tickets for Friday night's show in Baum Walker are $10. More information at waltonartcenter.org. And you can find those instrument recipes Robert talked about and much more at thirdcoastpercussion.com.